If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben and this is Sia. Now, most of you have heard the expression, or at least I hope most of you have heard the expression, culture eats strategy for breakfast, which is attributed, I believe, to Peter Drucker. Test me on this one. I'm 99% sure it was Peter Drucker that came up with that. The question is, what do we mean by that? Culture within an organization is paramount. Good culture, bad culture, it doesn't really matter. We all have cultures within our organization. Culture can be the things that we put up with. Culture can be the things that we don't rail against, or nothing gets done about, is all part of our culture. And when we sit there and realize we either have good culture or bad culture, that trumps strategy. Strategy is important. In order to move forward, we need to have great strategy. But if we don't have a culture that leads us to be able to have systems and processes and people that are aligned and thinking in the same direction and moving in the same direction and understand hopes, wants, needs, fears, and goals, and are marching in the same direction, strategy means nothing, because nothing in the strategy is ever going to be implemented. Sia, let's gnaw on this.
I love our topics. Have I told you I like our topic? So, okay, I just had like four different like ideas brewing in my brain listening to
Perfect.
You. So the
let's
way
go.
I view, so for me, the way I'm going to have to distill what we're talking about today is, I think of strategy as the brain.
Yes.
I think of culture, company culture, is the heart.
Yes, I like
and
that.
As much as you can have plans to execute and here's the vision and blah, 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 which is great. It does need to be needed, because if you don't tell your team where we're going, anywhere will get you there, right? Because we don't know where we're going. It's there. But the heart of the company is the heartbeat. It is the pulse. It is the fire in the belly that's going to help achieve whatever it has been laid out for strategy. That's my like way of kind of like dissecting of what we're talking about.
I like
but
that.
But do you want to know what I was really thinking about?
What?
It's like if anyone's like a kid of the 80s or 90s, so the Transformers and the Go-Go-Bots and all that, and even quite frankly Inspector Gadget at some points, which is, I'm going to go back to like the Transformers or the Go-Bots, whatever, either one. Actually, Go-Bots, because the Go-Bots were like controlled. Anyway, imagine where the Go-Bots all each had their own pieces. So one was like part of the leg, one was part of the arm, there'd be one in the head and whatever, right? And I remember many, many a scenes where one arm got cut off from the other, or they're like, oh, I'm out of control, this thing is dead, whatever. So it's like kind of flopping around. But through all of it, and they're flailing around in their robotness of it all, they always come back together as teamwork, because they're passionate, they're communicating, they're working together. They're the heart of this robot. Even though the brain isn't functioning and isn't working properly, they're still working together. It's clunky, ain't gonna be pretty, but they make it happen. And that's exactly the way I in my brain manifest what you're talking about, which is, you know, the heart will eat strategy all day long. Because you know what, you can have the brain saying we're going this way, and if every other parts and pieces like, you ain't going nowhere. And yes, read between the lines, kids. Many different silos and divisions and companies literally say that to each other. And it's the same company.
All
the
time.
And it just cracks me up, because they're like, wow, how self-destructive. Again, I've said this so many times. I guarantee you the top 100 out there companies, Fortune 100s, are successful in spite of themselves.
Well, you wonder at times when you start looking at companies that are 20, 50, 100,
1,000.
500,000 employees. Is there truly one overarching culture, or are there cultures of divisions? Are there di cultures of departments? Are there cultures of teams? And a lot of those cultures could be competing with each other. The sales teams and marketing teams are constantly in, operations and legal and QA tend a lot to be in conflict with each other. Each one has their own culture. They all understand that this is the brand of the company, but they feel our job within the company is to do X. So therefore, our mandate is to do X, where another department, their mandate to be able to get the company to survive is to do Y. Legal and compliance have a completely different set of agendas and needs and wants and fears than marketing does, or HR for that matter. And you start getting, the larger the company it is, the bigger the silos get, and the deeper the moats become, and the more challenging it is to be able to move forward as one, cohesive unit, because there's competing budgets, there's competing priorities, there's competing, hierarchy within the C-suite, and a variety of other things, and competing projects. And when you do that, you have a breakdown of culture, because there isn't that one overarching, this is what we do, this is who we do it for, and we're all for the customer, let's go. And throw the egos out the window, and let's work together as teams to be able to do X. And the great companies and the great cultures are able to do that. And there are companies, as they get older and as they get more mature and as they get larger, are able to maintain that. But it's harder. It's a lot harder, and you really need to have champions within all the various departments that come together on a very regular basis to be able to maintain that culture, and to be able to have them disseminate that culture throughout the organization. So your strategy for your marketing department and your sales department may be very different from your QA department, your legal department, your compliance department, your customer success department. Each one of them is trying to serve the customer in their best way forward, but their needs, wants, and priorities are different. So those different strategies are being gobbled up because there isn't a cohesive culture.
Said it before, I'll say it again. There's something very powerful if the culture, like the company culture, knows that there's a grander vision and purpose outside
Yes.
make profit, 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 right? And it keeps coming back to, when I worked at Disney for almost 7 years, I can tell you it wasn't a picnic every day,
No, of course not.
But I will say though, it was such a wonderful reminder of, look, you might be having a bad day, you might be having a bad job, right? But in the grand scheme of where you fit in the machinery, if you could give someone a positive memory, something to smile about, something that, you know what, especially now, like if people are able to even go, it's like probably the only time they'll ever get to go. Kind of thing,
Maybe,
right?
yep.
So don't be an a-hole. Let them be immersed into the fantasy,
The
right?
one
And
3, 5 days that they're at Disneyland, maybe the only 1, 3, 5 days that they're in Disney their entire life.
entire life. And when I was there, I wasn't there because I believe that I wanted to help Disney make more money, send more people through the booths, get more drinks and food and raise the bill of their check or whatever, all that stuff. No, of course not, right? Like, and that's where they win. That's where they have been able to create this fantasy of people believing into that storyline of what can be, and you know what, maybe memories, right? I remember,
Right.
dude, heck yeah, you know, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, I'm in for it. 99% of the people don't even know what Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, like, what is Mr. Toad, like the story, right? Wind in the Willows, like no one
Right.
knows. So anyway, I digress, but good, bad, ugly, different, what you think of the Disney Corporation today, they do have a company culture of, at least at the amusement park, we have
Yes.
created a story and fantasy, and it's our responsibility as cast members to make sure they immerse themselves into it. And that was very powerful.
It
And
is powerful.
that's why I'm a big advocate, and everyone talks about, oh, let's do storytelling and business. That's take a cue from Disney, you guys, because that's how you get people to rally around you, either internally and externally, at all that good stuff. I feel like I'm babbling, but it's just like,
No, but you're not, because stories are a huge part of building culture. From the time of the cavemen, we told stories. We told stories of don't go out after dark because you're going to get eaten. And everything beyond that. And if that's how histories were created, maintained, and organizations grew and tribes grew based on their stories. And the more we can sit there and have every person within the company be able to tell the corporate story and believe in it, because they see everybody else living that story. They see everybody else, not only they're not just words on a wall, they're actions on in the corporate C-suite and everywhere else. And when people know that story, they're not just says, well, we believe in people, we believe in growth, we believe in this, we believe, okay, what does that mean to you? And when we can do that, we can build strategies and plans and implementation around things that tie back to the culture and tie back to the stories that enable us to succeed, because everybody remembers a story. Not only do they remember it, but they internalize it, they can recall it, and they can retell it to others. And that's what makes brands and cultures powerful, is when somebody who's been with the company for 6 weeks can retell that story to somebody else. And they and not only do they can they tell the story, but they believe in the story because they've seen other people live that story. And that's important, whether it be a safety culture, whether it be a corporate culture, whether it be a sales culture, whatever. When we can tell our stories about how do we succeed, who are the people that we want to bring on board, what do we want them to feel like, what do we want them to do, how do we want them to interact with us, and have that as part of our story, we build cultures that enable us to build strategies that enable us to fulfill that.
Preaching. Preaching, Ben. Preaching. We gotta figure out some way to, like, we agree way too. I keep saying this every time. I'm gonna have to dig deep into my, I disagree, Ben.
Okay.
It's too much, but I do agree with this, I have to say, but I'm just kvetching on this one.
You know what?
It's
It
true though, but
is. I think we both come from a period of our lives where we've seen cultures succeed. We've seen cultures fail, but we've also seen cultures succeed. If all we had ever seen is cultures fail, I think you would feel very differently, and you would be able to argue against me. And there's a lot of people that can. There's a lot of people who have never seen a successful culture. They've seen cultures that are backbiting. They've seen cultures that are infighting. They've seen cultures that are, there's a brass ring on the ceiling, and it's perfectly acceptable to step on somebody's head in order to be able to grab it.
And oof, it's probably more cutthroat now, but that's a different topic, but I could argue, I would argue now more than ever. You're making me go a different topic. Okay, dip, 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 dip. I can't. I'm
Okay,
done.
so
I'm out of here.
let's leave that there, because I'd love to hear what people think about this. I can't wait to read the chat about this. I think that I want people to know what's the great cultures you've been part of, what are the bad cultures you've been part of, and how have they affected the strategies that have enabled your company either to move forward or not. I'm Ben,
And I'm Sia.
and we'll see you soon.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at imbenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeanmedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.